It's the Ezra Riley Delaney Rouge Podcast. It's the Ezra Riley Delaney Rouge Podcast. Guess what? We got a podcast and you don't.
Three score and 2 years ago, nine teenagers changed history by being the first black students to attend a previously all-white public high school.
Their integration led to the Little Rock Crisis. During the crisis, there were National Guard troops blocking the entry of the Little Rock Nine. This led to the federal order that sent out 1,000 federal troops by President Eisenhower to protect the Little Rock Nine, closing all public schools in Little Rock. This was during the Civil Rights Movement.
In the Little Rock Crisis, the media played a huge role in documenting the journey of the Little Rock Nine. They used multiple mediums such as newspaper articles, television broadcasts, and public speeches made by politicians.
In the book, A Mighty Long Way, author Carlotta Walls explains how the media affected the outcomes of the nine African Americans entering the all-white public high school for the first time.
On page 90 of A Mighty Long Way, Carlotta states, wild and erroneous reports about students being beaten and bloodied had even made it to the airwaves.
The media illuminates the event of the beating of people that had reached national news.
Lots of people watched the news, and if they saw news broadcasts about violent mobs around Central, they would want to know the details and figure out what's going on.
This being said, the media illuminated this event because it covered the violence involved in the integration process. Mobs often surrounded Little Rock Central High School, and they were very violent.
This next piece of media is inaccurate because it does not include the entire story of what happened during these events and leaves out the most important details.
Governor Faubus issued an order that set up the Arkansas National Guard that prevented the Little Rock Nine from entering Central.
A photo taken by Francis Miller is inaccurate because it didn't show what the soldiers were blocking, and it was never specified that the blocking was just meant for the black people.
Therefore, the media was biased. Sometimes they would spin stories to pin the blame on a certain race. Media was often inaccurate because they wouldn't tell the entire story by leaving out specific details.
Often, they did this in favor of the segregationists to show the world that they weren't doing anything wrong. For example, this certain picture portrayed the nine students as being the bad guys, even though they did not do anything wrong.
In the next picture, taken by Library of Congress, Print and Photographs Division, it shows how Governor Faubus shut down the public schools as a result of conflicts from it.
This picture shows only that the schools were closed, but it fails to mention how or why they have been shut down.
As a result, this picture makes the segregationists look good. It makes them seem as though they did a favor for the white students. It also shows how differently the media may portray different events.
These pictures and stories have shown why never to trust a news source and how they might not broadcast the whole story in favor of a specific group.
In conclusion, the media played a huge role in documenting the journey of the Little Rock Nine.
In many cases, such as pictures taken by the media, they only show one specific event happening in the bigger problem. A picture taken by Will Counts showing Hazel Bryan yelling at Elizabeth Eckford, one of the nine, shows only one event happening and has bias towards it, as it shows what the white people are doing to what seems like everyday black people.
So, don't believe everything seen or heard in the news, because it may not be the entire story.
Thanks for watching our podcast.
I'm Delaney.
I'm Ezra.
I'm Arush.
And I'm Riley.
Thanks for listening.
And make sure
to tune in into our next episode.